Hindi Pinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Kumusta ang mga kababayan, ang akong mga migrants, mga overseas Filipino workers? mga working parents and stay-home mothers are very hardworking homemakers. Mga kabataan, kumusta kamong tanan? Pilipinas Mabuhay ang official radio program for Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and our OFWs.
Our program for tonight is dedicated to mothers, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, stepmothers, and those giving motherly care. So let me share with you these beautiful quotes from some famous personalities. Washington Irving, an American short story writer, essayist, biographer, historian, and diplomat of the early 19th century. He is best known for his short stories, like Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. He said, and I quote, "A mother is the truest friend we have when trials, heavy and sudden, fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friends who rejoice with us in our sunshine desert us when troubles thicken around us, still clings to us, and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsels to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts." And Mark Twain, his real name is Samuel Langhorne Clemens, but is known by his pen name Mark Twain. He was an American writer, a humorist, entrepreneur, publisher, and lecturer. He was lauded as the greatest humorist the United States has produced. On Mother's Day, he said, and I quote, "My mother had a slender, small body, but a large heart. A heart so large that everybody's grief and everybody's joy found welcome in it and hospital accommodation." Andrew Jackson, he was an American lawyer, general, and statesman who served as the 7th President of the United States from 1829 to 1837. About Mother's Day, he said, and I quote, "There was never a woman like her. She was gentle as a dove and brave as a lioness. The memory of my mother and her teachings were, after all, the only capital I had to start life with, and on that capital, I have made my way." Harry Truman, he was the 33rd President of the United States, serving from 1945 to 1953. And about mothers, he said, and I quote, "No one in the world can take the place of your mother. Right or wrong, from her viewpoint, you are always right. She may scold you for little things, but never for big ones." And the last, but not the least, a tribute to my mother. "Mother, to me, you are a woman incomparable to others. You gave me life. You nurtured me and taught me. You dressed me. You fought for me. You held me in your arms for hours and hours, day and night, especially when I was sick. You scolded me. You kissed me. But most importantly, you loved me unconditionally. Words are not enough to say thank you, Mother, for everything you have done for me. You left priceless memories in my heart. I miss you, Mom, and I love you too." Let us have a music break.
From the start, she held me close. Like a mother's love.
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our overseas Filipino workers. This is your Tito Oscar.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Senor Santo Niño services our communities all year round. For more details, please keep an eye on our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook page, Sinulog NZ YouTube page, and the Santo Niño website, www.santo-niño.org. Or better still, message Tito Oscar or Tita Miriam on our Sinulog Facebook or Messenger. For more information, you can also call Tito Oscar on his mobile 027-570-1139 or leave a note in our website www.santo-niño.org. You can also keep an eye on the Sinulog NZ Facebook or YouTube pages. So, there are some things that mothers fear about. The doubts and fears go on and on. Yet there are some fears that are pervasive and often more overwhelming than all the rest. The mothers that I work with carry a number of fears. Am I good enough? Can I raise another human being? Can I handle a mother being a mother? Can I handle another child? The doubts and fears go on. Yet there is some fear that is pervasive and often more overwhelming than all the rest. And that is the fear of death. So there are four things to remember when fear is holding us back. And this article is written by Carla Blimberg under the publication of Mark and Angel. So this article goes, don't try to hide your fears. They are not there to scare you. They are there to let you know that something is worth it. I'm nervous, I told her. Nervous-sighted? She joked in an effort to remind me how close the feelings of nervousness and excitement can be. I paused and considered her words. Actually, not really. I am more afraid. Afraid, fearful. I had an opportunity in front of me I would have worked toward for a while. I knew from past experience, if I handed the reins over to my fear, my excitement would vanish. Fear? This was a feeling I thought I no longer surrendered to. I now knew even those of us who believed we'd traveled pretty far down our path of self-awareness or enlightenment still give in and can become paralyzed by fear. Fear places our excitement on pause. No matter how excited we intellectually recognize we are, by an opportunity, an experience, or anything, fear possesses the ability to seize excitement and place it on hold. This manifests itself in many ways, and if we are not vigilant, it can bring us to our knees. There are actually four keys we need to remember. We will go to that after this music break.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Such a beautiful soul.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our overseas Filipino workers.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño services our communities all year round. For more details, please keep an eye on our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook page, Sinulog NZ YouTube page, and Santo Niño website, www.santo-nino.org, or message Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam on Sinulog Facebook Messenger. For more information, you can also call Tito Oscar on his mobile 027-570-1139. So, back to where we left. Here are four key things we need to remember. Overthinking everything accomplishes nothing. Yes, fear lets us fall prey to paralysis by analysis. When we allow fear to permeate our excitement, it stops us dead in our tracks. We become paralyzed by the mere thought of pushing past and making our way toward a more positive emotion. We become stuck in the cycle of what if, conjuring mental images of various worst-case scenarios. Our brain, riddled with fear, ceases to acknowledge past successes and becomes wholly focused on the perceived terror of the experience to come. Unease and uncertainty paralyze us, and we become stuck in a downward cycle. The solution? Stop thinking and start doing. Don't fear change. Change fear step by step. A second key thing we need to remember about fear is that we are not physically broken, even though fear makes us feel that way. Once upon a time, the physical manifestations of fear worked in our favor. The flight or flight response, the flood of adrenaline in our system, and the sense of our body on high alert. These physical sensations saved us when confronted with a situation that threatened our survival. These days, moments of true physical danger are thankfully few. And while our conscious brains may register this fact, our subconscious bodily instincts are slower to learn. And as a result of that, when we feel fear about a life event or about a new opportunity, the emotion sparks this same physical cycle to occur. Our feelings of fear place our excitement on pause because we begin to physically break down. These sensations, from heart palpitations to rapid breathing, ignite even greater feelings of panic and fear. But it's all just in our head. Take a deep breath and refocus on the truth, and that is your truth. And the third key to deal with fear: you are good enough right now. Fear sparks the imposter syndrome. What if you are not good enough? What if you are not strong enough? What if? When we allow our brains to spiral into this thinking, we have surrendered control to fear. We question the very opportunity we have received, like the new job, the new friend, and others, because we are fearful others will discover who we really are. Fears disrupt our ability to think clearly and experience the excitement the situation warrants. Fear pauses our positivity, because we have subconsciously convinced ourselves that in this situation, we are frauds who are not good enough. Fears lure our brain into thinking past successes have nothing to do with us and were a result of luck or timing. Excitement about the new opportunity is stopped. You've got to flip the switch on this new kind of negative thinking. No one and nothing can make you feel inferior without your consent, period. And the fourth key, you are not alone in feeling fearful and alone. Perhaps the most powerful way fear places our excitement on hold is it signals us to retreat. When we allow trepidation to override excitement, we become simultaneously embarrassed and afraid. We convince ourselves no one else has experienced what we are going through or would ever feel the way we do. We become wrapped up in how overwhelming and powerful our fear feels, devoid of any joy, embarrassed and scared. We retreat into solitude and more overthinking, which in turn further feeds our fears. But you are not alone. So many of us, yes, many of us are fighting the same exact battle alongside you. We are all in this together. So, let's break the cycle. And how do we do this? We will go to that after this music break.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom like mine. She's my world, she's my heart.
Break the cycle. Push back fear and strip it off its power to place your excitement on pause. Seize the feeling of fear and shift it toward gratitude. Remind yourself of the silver lining contained in every seemingly fearsome situation. Take action. Moving toward what we fear gradually is the first step in seeing the reality is never quite as scary as it seems. The story I opened with is my story of writing this post. My excitement at the writing opportunity on Mark and Angel's blog was placed on pause until I reminded myself of the four concepts I have shared here. My approach to stopping fear from pausing my excitement was reminding me of number four again and again. I also chose to focus on the power of what you can when you can community. I brought my fear out into the light and shared it with my online tribe. My fear, as happens with most worries when shared, was heard, gently refuted, and transformed into excitement again. I would love to hear from those who have you also are facing some fears. How has your fear put your excitement or your happiness on pause? What has it stopped you from doing? What have you done in the past to break this cycle of fear? You can share your thoughts with others. So this post was written by Carla Birnberg. She is the author of What You Can When You Can. She is on a mission to help you live a healthy life on your own terms. So for another music break.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
Pilipinas Mabuhay is the official radio program of Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand, and the official radio program for our overseas Filipino workers. This is your Tito Oscar.
The New Zealand Filipino devotees of Señor Santo Niño services our communities all year round. For more details, please keep an eye on our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook page, Sinulog New Zealand YouTube page, or check our website www.santo-nino.org. Or better still, message Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam on our Sinulog Facebook Messenger.
Happy Mother's Day once again to all our mothers, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, stepmothers, and those giving motherly care. To the fathers in the family, to the children, grandchildren, even babysitters, Happy Mother's Day.
We hope you enjoy the articles and reflections we shared with you tonight. If you listen to the program after the show, you can go to the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. So the website again is www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. We invite you to join us once again next Saturday here on 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 p.m.
Tita Miriam, it's time to say goodbye for now. This is your Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam
saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
It's been a long day, but we've come a long way, wouldn't you say? Mama, are you okay? Look what I made you. I colored it blue just like the sky. Like it taught me to, and I've been chasing some dragons. You've been pushing my wagon, and it's been grand. You say I am. Hey, mama, I love you just the way you are. To the moon and past the stars. Hey, mama, I see you no matter how far. You're the song inside my heart, and I would never change.
Love you, Mom.
Hey, Mama.
she goes, and help her to be wise, help me to let go.
सब पर होगा पशु पक्षी या इंसान
ग्रहों का खेल
रिटबुक एस्ट्रोलॉजर जगजीत के साथ
करे हर रिश्ते को मजबूत लाल किताब एस्ट्रोलॉजी
हर शुक्रवार सुबह 8:40 पर